Ephesians 5, 15 through 21, I want to start with. See then that you walk circumspectly. That means carefully. Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand. Say understand. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Oh, must mean we can know the will of God. It doesn't have to be a secret from us. Amen? Amen. And do not be drunk with wine, which in its dissipation, that means excess. My recommendation, just stay away from alcohol. Amen? Amen. But be filled with the Spirit. That's much better. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear or in the reverence of God. Today I want to talk about a topic that's very important for the Christian to know and understand. I guarantee you that many don't do this thing enough, or you might not do it at all. Many Christians don't even think about this action. I guarantee you, they don't even think about the importance of it. It's not even in their thought life many times. But this is so important, all right? So I want to zoom in on this very important topic, that it has the potential to bless your life beyond what you could ever ask or think. And get ready, I mean, hold tight, even at the end of the 9 pages. Hello. I'm going to give some revelation at the end. So, I mean, stay at the edge of your seat. Ready? Last week, I taught about asking, seeking, and knocking, right? Now, what I want to teach about today, it fits within the knocking category. Say knocking. I told you last week that knocking was this. It's adding thanksgiving, and it's adding praise to your asking and to your seeking. This action, again, would fit into the thanksgiving and praise category, okay? I also told you this last week. I said asking out of ask, seek, knock. Asking fits within the what? Believer category. What does that mean? Every believer does that, right? It's easy, all right? Everyone does that. Every Christian does that. Ask God for things. But here's what I also said. I said seeking and knocking fit within the disciple category. And not as many Christians take that next step to really press in, to seek and to knock. They don't make that greater effort, say effort, to seek and knock in their walk with God. Amen? So seeking and knocking, it really takes a greater desire. It takes a greater persistence, pressing in, a greater motivation to make that effort to go beyond just asking, okay? So today, I want to talk about this topic. Are you ready? Get ready. The power of spiritual songs. The power of spiritual songs. Singing spiritual songs to the Lord and to yourself. Amen? There are so many powerful dynamics taking place on the inside of us and around us and in the spiritual realm when we sing spiritual songs. Amen? A spiritual song, listen to this. What is it? A spiritual song is a made-up melody and words within your own heart to the Lord. I like to say it this way. A spiritual song is genuinely unscripted. Say unscripted. It's impromptu. It's spur of the moment. It's a building up in your heart that comes out in a song, in a melody from your own heart. All right? So there is something, listen to this. There is something very special about music, melodies, and songs. Did you know that science even tells us this, that when you put music or melody, say melody, to your words, you are more likely to memorize something. Did you know that? Even science tells us that. A melody makes the words, here's what happens, a music or a melody makes the words that's being spoken soak into the subconscious part of your mind. It goes beyond the conscious of what you're thinking, and it goes to the subconscious part. That's why music is so powerful. Now, what's the proof of this? Listen to this. Some Christians can't even memorize one Bible verse, but they can repeat every lyric to their favorite song all day and all night long. Listen, the adults that grew up in the 90s can rap every word to Ice Ice Baby. Stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with his... Come on. Come on, I knew that was going to get a rise out of this generation. Amen. Why? This is why. Music is spiritual. Music is spiritual. It impacts the heart of a person. It influences people. In fact, why is it so powerful? Another piece of evidence of that is that Lucifer, now Satan, was the praise and worship leader in heaven before his rebellion against God. Music is being used today to negatively influence people on this earth, but it's also used to positively influence people on this earth, the anointed music of God. Amen? So next time someone says, you know, that music, that's not affecting me. Oh, yeah, it is. The problem is this. It's bypassing your conscious mind, and it's going into your subconscious mind. Have you ever noticed when you start listening to bad secular music, all of a sudden your thoughts start to get darker? You start to get evil. It stirs up emotions in you. You listen to the wrong one, it can stir up feelings of suicide on the inside of people. Are you following me? Certain songs stir up sexual emotions and cravings in people. Are you following me? Can we be real with each other today? Amen? Both God and Satan and every demonic spirit, every spiritual being, they know and understand the power of music, of melodies, of making songs in your heart. I remember in the supernatural experience I had on the west side of the state in 2007, when that breakthrough happened, a group of six of us could hear angels singing in a sanctuary. Angels, and there was a melody. There was no music, it was just melody from the voices, and it was heavenly. Oh, come on, somebody. God created music and songs to be used for positive purposes, to worship God. And then Satan perverted it. Right? A spiritual song focuses on God and things pertaining to the kingdom of God. All right? That's where we're going with this. A spiritual song focuses on God himself and on things pertaining to the kingdom of God. All right? It is verbally spoken words of praise, thanksgiving, and worship to God that originate in your own heart. What does that mean when I'm talking about our heart? In your own thought life. It's that simple. When we talk about the heart, we're talking about your thought life. Okay? A spiritual song can be sung in your native language, meaning for us, English, right? Or it can be sung in tongues. Oh, singing in tongues. How many of you ever sang in tongues before? It's absolutely powerful. Singing in tongues means that you are putting a melody to the words that you are speaking in tongues. And it's absolutely powerful. It'll soften your heart. It'll bring breakthrough. Amen? Singing a spiritual song in your native language, however, it takes more effort in your thought process. All right? Singing in tongues originates in your spirit, man, because your mind has no idea what's being spoken. The Word of God says, when you're speaking in tongues, your mind is unfruitful. What does that mean? You have no idea what you're saying. I have no idea what I'm saying, but it's coming from my spirit, from the Holy Spirit. Amen? So your mind has no idea what's being spoken because it's the Holy Spirit and your spirit teaming up together, and it's coming forth. But listen to this. Did you know that the Holy Spirit even helps? He's called our helper, right? Am I right on that? The Holy Spirit even helps us in our praise and worship to God, which is kind of weird because he is God. But he helps us to praise and worship God effectively. Why? He's our helper. Say helper. All right? He helps us to praise our Heavenly Father and Jesus. The Holy Spirit, listen to me, the Holy Spirit will never praise, worship, or bring attention to himself. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's main function on this earth, say function, is to bring glory to the Father and glory to the Son, to exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's the Holy Spirit's mission, all right? So here's the deal. So when I'm talking about singing spiritual songs, the power of spiritual songs, I am not talking about a scripted song during praise and worship. All right, I'm not talking about what we just did. That is good, it's needful, it's powerful, but a spiritual song takes your focus and your effort to make up your own spiritual song to God. Listen to this. This is really interesting. As I was writing this, I said, Holy Spirit, show me. Give me something to give to myself and to the people that really drives this point home of the importance of the power of spiritual songs. This is what he said. The Holy Spirit said it this way. When we sing spiritual songs to God, it's like someone who has a birthday, all right? It's the difference between just going up to them and saying, hey, happy birthday, and walking away, opposed to really making an effort and treating them special and organizing a birthday party for them. You're really putting an effort in. You're really putting some thought into it. Are you following me? Does that make sense to you? That's what making spiritual songs to God. That's how God looks at it. Wow, they're really putting an effort in the relationship with me. This isn't just a, hi, God, thanks for everything. Forget you the rest of the day. You're really making God feel special. Amen? You're really going out of your way to make him feel appreciated, loved, and special. He means a lot to you. You value him. Amen? So that's the difference between just singing a song during praise and worship with no heartfelt connection. Come on. And singing personally made up spiritual songs to God during times, come on, outside of these four walls. How often do you sing to God outside of these four walls? That's why I said, listen, now you're following me. Now you're starting to really understand. That's why I said this topic is a disciple issue, not just a believer issue. God wants someone to throw him a party. Who's willing to throw God a party? Who's willing to stop by the store and picking up a beautiful card and writing something beautiful on the inside of it? Amen. Now, some of you, I can see, you're starting to see, maybe this is the missing link in my walk with God. Maybe this is the missing link why breakthrough's not happening in my life. I'm not throwing God a party. Come on, somebody. So it's disciple stuff. It's not just punching a spiritual time clock at church. This is heart-level relationship dynamics involved with this thing. Now, Ephesians 5:18, it told us, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then it gives us instructions on how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, all right? Singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord, in our heart to the Lord. Making melody. Say making. It didn't say push play on that DVD player. You lazy thing, you. You make up your own melody to God. Come on, somebody. Your own melody in your heart to the Lord and giving thanks always, developing it in your heart. That means in your thought life, you're really putting some effort into this thing. Now, I said in the past that being filled, when the Word of God talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit, that simply means this, to allow yourself to be influenced by the Holy Spirit. You're yielding. Allow him, yourself to be influenced by him. It means to maintain, really, a spiritual mindset. Amen? So when you do that, when you maintain that spiritual mindset, you're more in tune with him. You're more sensitive to his voice. You're more sensitive to his promptings. You're more sensitive when he says, don't touch that. Are you following me? Say, don't touch that. Say it again, don't touch that. I don't know why I did that, but it means something. But you're more in tune with him. Go with me to Colossians 3. Colossians 3. Hallelujah. Y'all dialed up and tuned in? I think you are. I don't know, in my 46 years of life, I don't think I've ever heard a message on the power of spiritual songs. Okay? So that's why I love filling in these blanks. That's what I'm saying. This is stuff I wanted to know. I should have known when I was younger. Amen? Amen? That's why I love that God put me in a pastor position, because now all the things I felt I missed out on, I can give it to you guys. Amen? And we're all growing together. Amen? Colossians 3, 15 through 17. Oh, here we go. Good one. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Here it is. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, here it is, underline it, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This passage basically says the same thing as Ephesians chapter 5 says. Did you notice that? All right, but I want to pull out something important that the Holy Spirit gave me, he illuminated to me, that you need to know. If you're going to really get pressed in and really do this spiritual song thing to the Lord, listen to this. Before it mentions singing spiritual songs and hymns, it instructs us something very important. Did you catch it? It says, let the word of Christ, or the word of God, dwell in your heart. What? Richly. The word richly there means abundantly, an overflow, not just a little to get by through the week. Abundantly. So my point is this. Are you ready? If the word of God does not dwell in your heart or thought life richly or abundantly, you will have no desire, come on, to sing spiritual songs to God. You will have no desire. How do you know? Because you can see. Remember I talked about we're just tires. We're tires. Some of y'all are flat tires. When you come on, amen? Think about it. We got to fill ourselves back up, amen? So you will be, here's the deal. If the word of Christ is not dwelling in you richly, the word of God, you will be too filled with self, yourself, with fleshly things, more than desiring to make up songs of praises to God. So turning on a song is easy, but making your own one, that's a little bit more challenging. Or not challenging, really it's not. It's just more of an effort. You're going beyond just the believer stage. Amen? So it's a matter of what you're focusing on, God or self. A spiritual or an earthly natural realm perspective, all right? That's why I said it's all about your mindset. So listen to this. Listen, the devil and demons are not your worst enemy. They're an enemy. The Bible's clear about that, but you're your worst enemy because they can't force you to do anything. It's you giving in to the influence of them, right? You have a free will, all right? So just know, don't blame it on the devil, all right? Because your free will can overpower the enemy. Now, they're going to try to do what they can to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't let them do it. Amen? If we would be more disciplined with what we are allowing through our eye gates, through our ear gates, and what we're meditating on, it would probably, this is what I heard, we would probably solve about 90% of our problems on this earth. 90%. Now, I say 90% because 10%, listen to me, is based on what other people do that you have no control over. You know, there's some things you can't control. Sorry to tell you all that. You'll try to, but you can't. Come on, amen? Let's carry on. A spiritual song is an outward manifestation of what's taking place on the inside of you. Your adoration, your love, and thankfulness to God. Listen to this. I got some nuggets to share here. I ain't done. When you sing a spiritual song of praise to God, you are doing exactly what you were created to do, to have a meaningful, a purposeful relationship with your Creator God. Amen? That is why singing spiritual songs of praise, it builds our hope, it builds our faith, it puts you in a good mood when you're not in a good mood. Because you're doing exactly what you were created to do. Amen? It replaces depression and heaviness with joy and peace. Anybody ever have that experience before? You just started praising God in your little jail cell. Come on, somebody. And all of a sudden, you felt, yeah. And you got up and you walked out and you found out the jail cell door was open the whole time. You are simply doing what you were created to do. And that's why singing spiritual songs to God will always manifest positive results in your life. Amen? Anything that fits within that category, your God-given purpose, why God created you, right, will bring blessings and peace and joy into your life. Now, listen to this. Anything that's outside of the will of God for us, outside of his purpose for mankind, will open the door to negative emotions and things connected to the curse that came into the earth. Listen to me. That's why the Word of God says, which I read in Colossians, it instructs us this. It says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. You know what that word rule literally means? Let it umpire. Umpire, like a baseball umpire calling balls and strikes. Amen? Let that peace, okay? If there is no peace attached to something, then it was never intended to be in our life from the beginning. It's outside of God's original intent for us. Are you following me? Isn't it amazing? What a blessing that our Heavenly Father has given us that safeguard or that test of whether something has peace or not attached to it. Now, there might be something that you're going through that's not necessarily bringing peace, but you know what I'm saying. You can have peace in the midst of a storm. Amen. That's what I'm talking about, that peace deep inside, on the inside. Amen. And here's the deal. Singing spiritual songs to God, it shifts our focus, say focus, from the natural realm of limitations to the spiritual realm of everything is possible with God. We all need a little taste of everything is possible with God, don't we? All right? We are exalting God. We are lifting him up. When you are singing spiritual songs, we are exalting him. You're making him, he's big. He's big anyways. But here's what you're doing. You're making your perspective of life, him bigger in your perspective, and all this other stuff smaller. Think about that. Amen? Remember I told you before, when I'd fly over big cities in the jet at 40,000 feet, I'm looking down at these big cities and these, you know, Sears Tower and all that in Chicago, you know, they're like this from 40,000 feet. But another perspective is if you're on the ground and you walk up to that building, wow, now it looks really big, doesn't it? Two different perspectives. When you sing spiritual songs to God, you're raising yourself up to that 40,000 foot mark in the spirit. And you can look down and say, hey, this ain't anything for God to take care of. Amen? Paul and Silas sang spiritual songs in Acts 16 in a prison cell. And it was the beginning of their miracle deliverance out of that prison. Last week I said the Holy Spirit revealed three keys to me about receiving from God and releasing the power of God. Anybody remember those? Let me remind you. Here it is. Desire, focus, and faith. The Holy Spirit said, desire, focus, everything. You pick every other characteristic that we need to receive and release the power of God. They fit into those three categories. Desire, focus, and faith. All right? And spiritual songs, singing spiritual songs and praise to God, it increases all three of those things in your life. That's why it causes you to receive and it causes you to release the power of God. Amen? Anybody want to receive from God? Anybody want to release it to others? Amen? Come on. Desire, focus, and faith. All right? So you need those three things to begin with if you're going to do this spiritual song thing. But when you do it, it increases all three of those things. And that's why the enemy does not want you to sing spiritual songs to God. Because he knows the power in your desire, focus, and faith. And he's trying to hinder all three of those things. David encouraged himself in the Lord. If he had to be encouraged, that must mean he must have been discouraged, right? He was a little low on his desire, focus, and faith. But David started speaking and singing spiritual songs. He spoke and sang about the amazing characteristics of God. He was preaching to himself, like I said before. Listen to this. Ready for this? What you focus on increases in your life. Where your focus goes, energy flows. Where your focus goes, energy flows. All right? David was preaching to himself in singing to God in spiritual songs. Now, what are some examples? So we were seeing the importance of this spiritual song thing. But what should we sing to God about? Go to Psalm 59. Let's look at some examples here. All right, Psalm 59, verses 16 through 17. Let's just look at a few examples here. Psalm 59, 16 through 17. And it says, "But I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and my refuge in the day of trouble. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises. For God is my defense, my God of mercy." That's some pretty clear-cut instructions there, some things we can pray about. So we sing about God's power, we can sing about his mercy, and about him being your defender. Amen? Sing faith confessions from the word. That's why let the word of God dwell in you, in your heart, in your thought life richly, so you can pull them out and use them. Come on. As lyrics in your spiritual song. So you're doing faith confessions by adding a melody to it. Amen? Amen? The Word of God's a sword of the Spirit. It's powerful. It says it separates soul and spirit. Amen? Look at Psalm 105. Psalm 105, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. So, you know what? You want to get a little bit of the song thing going in your spirit? Start reading the book of Psalms and start singing them back. Amen? I'm giving you some ideas. Sing about God's wondrous works in your life. Sing about his creation. Sing about his acts that are revealed in the Word of God. Look at Psalm 104 real quick here. Psalm 104, O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot. Who walks on the wings of the wind, oh, that's so good, who makes his angel spirits, his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth, so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over. I'm not going to go to the rest of it, but you kind of see, we can sing about these things to God, and it's going to build your spirit up, just like the psalmist did. Really put some thought. Can you see what the psalmist did there? He really put some thought into this thing. It wasn't just some shallow, God, you're so good. God, no, he really went deep, didn't he? Wow, God, you covered it with water. You pulled it back. He's really putting some thought into this thing. That's what we need to do. And it's gonna ignite the reality of God on the inside of you. Now, I just said something very important there. Because we're believers, but sometimes the reality of him gets kind of washed away in the storms of life. Hello, somebody. We need to awaken the reality of the Lord in our life, the reality of who he is. Have you ever just stopped and looked around and like, this is pretty wild, isn't it? All the creation, our physical body, this is pretty wild. Yeah. Have you ever had that realization that, oh my goodness, you know, and even saying to yourself, we had to have been created. This isn't some Big Bang thing. Yeah, the Big Bang was, and God said, let there be. That's the Big Bang. Are you following me? Oh my goodness. But really just stop and meditate on that. It's just wild. We got to have that reality check again. Yes. Amen. So these songs, so this will charge up your spirit, man, like never before. I truly believe this message is a missing link in many Christians' lives, all right? I believe this will boost your faith, and it'll help you to receive. It'll shift your focus back to what it should be, all right? The more and the longer you do it, it will begin to flow a little bit easier. All right. Let me just be honest with you. When you first start to do this, it's going to feel a little awkward, especially if you're not, especially us alpha males. No. I'm calling on all the alpha males to sing too. I'm telling you. Sing like a little songbird of your generation. Sing as if you're on American Idol singing to the judges and you're trying to win millions of dollars. Are you following me? I'm not just talking to the ladies here. I'm talking to everybody. Amen. Yeah. So it'll feel awkward at first because you're trying to push through the flesh, okay? Look at Psalm 96, 1 through 9. You like that? Be the songbird of your generation. Oh, yeah. Psalm 96. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 96. I mean, in your car, in your house, in your basement, on walks, just do it. You'll thank me later. You're going to skyrocket in your walk with God. Psalm 96, 1 through 9. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. What's the new song? A song that you make up in your own heart. Don't sing Hillsong. You can, but I'm telling you to go beyond that. Amen. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared or respected, reverenced above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Oh, I like that. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. That's really what you're doing. You're giving what's due to him. Bring an offering. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. So it instructs us here. You got to get this now. Something jumped out to me in this one here. All right. It instructs us to proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Say that with me, from day to day. All right, here's why I believe that the Holy Spirit here told us to do this. You want to know why? Because we'll forget. Say we forget. And I touched on it a minute ago, when the circumstances in this life begin to overwhelm us, we forget the benefits of our salvation. We just do. I mean, just admit it. Amen? We forget about it, right? We feel like the waves are crashing in so much, right? We forget about our benefits of our salvation. When you sing them, when you declare them, you are reminding yourself of them and that they are available to you. Come on, right now. Right now. Consider this powerful point. Combine reminding yourself of the benefits of salvation with songs and declarations of the goodness of God. And now, boom. Say boom. There's a faith explosion. You're thinking about the benefits combined with the goodness of God. Brother, sister, I'm telling you right now, if you combine the benefits with how good God is, and he's a liberal giver, and that it's his good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom, boom! It's a faith explosion. Amen? You're ready to receive those benefits. Go with me to Psalm 103. I want to show you something that really jumped out at me. Say, I'm listening. Listen to this. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. Now, here's what I got to say. If God warns us not to forget his benefits, what do you think we're gonna be bent toward? Forgetting them. Now listen to this. It's very simple, isn't it? Isn't it just simple, some of these things that the Holy Ghost pulls out? Listen to this. I find it interesting, the points that are specifically brought up in Psalm 103 in this passage. It must mean, so he tells us don't forget all his benefits, right? And then it mentions things. I would say this. I would pay very close attention to all the things he brings up after he tells us not to forget his benefits. Let's take a look at them then. So these are the specific things that we may forget in the storm of life. Let's look at them. God forgives all of our iniquities or all of our sins. Yeah, that's something we can forget. You get someone who's in a backslidden condition, right? You think that God's mad at you. You think that he hates you. We got to remember, God does forgive sins if we confess and forsake them. Amen? Look at this. The next thing he says, he heals all of our diseases. God must have knew in his great wisdom, we're going to encounter some troubles and things on this earth in connection with our physical health. Are you following me? So that was another thing he threw in there. All right? The next thing is, he redeems our life from destruction. He redeems our life from... This must have been a very important point that we'll forget many times. But remember, he's the one that wants to deliver us from destruction and wants to restore us. Amen? He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You know? We look at God like he's some kind of an angry God. No, he's full of tender mercies. Are you following me? He satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Very interesting. There's probably more to that too. All right? The Lord executes righteousness and justice, come on, for all who are oppressed. That's why we don't have to take matters in our own hands when we're wronged, because God is our defender. These are specific things. In fact, I would go as far to say as this. I would take a piece of paper or a note card, write those things down. Forget not all of his benefits, and one, two, three, and write them down and put them all over your house. Because these are things that will be easy for you to forget in the storms of life when the attack comes. Are you following me? Does that make sense to you? It's very interesting. The Lord wants those specific points in our thought life when we need the encouragement and to stand on his word. Amen? So, we need to consistently think about and sing about those things. All right? Spiritual songs. Listen to this. So, spiritual songs, I touched on it a minute ago, will put you back into spiritual reality. All right? With whatever you may be facing in life, God is greater than any situation that you're ever going to face, and he can turn around any situation for good. Amen? When you stay within his love, stay within his purpose, stay within his will. Romans 8:28, right? All right, so here, let's move on a little bit further here. Almost done. Stick with me. When we sing spiritual songs to God, it is an invitation to him. It's an invitation to him. The book of James says these words. It says, draw near to God, and he will what? Draw near to us. Again, the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. He's everywhere. So obviously, this is talking about his manifest presence. Are you following me? It's not just talking about his general presence. He will draw near to you. Amen? Think about that. That's powerful. He will move closer to us. We will receive more of the benefits of that relationship with him. The Word of God reveals that God, in fact, inhabits the praises, our praises. Isn't that good to know? Yeah. Our praise. Why? Because our spiritual songs to him are an invitation to him. He inhabits that praise. It's our invitation to him. Now, listen to this. I'm going to go deep on something here that, remember how I said sometimes you have to have a reality check, right? Like, wow, are we really here? Wow, yeah, it's kind of like a reality thing. Listen to this. I got a little deep on my thinking. I'm like, I'm going to share this with the people. This is kind of fun. Think about how powerful this is. The very breath that God has put within us, when we sing spiritual songs to him, we are glorifying and honoring him with that very breath that he put in us. Now, think about this. This is interesting. Here's where we're going to get a little deep here. Spoken words is simply air that goes through our vocal cords and makes a vibration that forms words that are understandable to the human ear. Oh, I love this stuff. Come on, somebody. What's interesting to me is that faith comes by hearing. It comes by hearing vibrations. It comes by hearing sounds of the Word of God. Now, air going through the vocal cords, I find this interesting. The Greek word for the word spirit is pneuma. And pneuma means this, breath, air, breeze, or wind. So how spoken words come out of your mouth depends on the condition of our heart. How a word is formed and verbally spoken through our vocal cords or out of our mouth depends on the, on the tightening and the constricting of our muscles in our throat. It depends on the amount of air that's coming forth through our vocal cords. This is interesting. Listen to this. Having a desire, having a love, having an abundance of thankfulness toward God, a passionate spiritual song to God requires, come on, more air through those vocal cords. It requires more air to come through those vocal cords. Listen to this, more breeze, more, you could say it this way, more spirit, more fervency, more effort, more air to go through those vocal cords. My point is this, how you say something, how you praise God does matter. Again, it's an outward manifestation of an inward passion or desire for God. Because of that spiritual passion for God, it affects your actions of your outward physical body. Ready for this? Let me drop something on you that's hot here. Ready for this? That is why lifting your hands, clapping your hands, coming to an altar, bowing down before God, and all the powerful physical and spiritual actions reveal what's in the heart of a person. Are you following me? Listen to this. Here's what I want to say. Your spiritual body is simply a slave to your soul and spirit. Your physical body is simply the glove. Amen? That's why the actions of your physical body, listen to me very well right now. The actions of your physical body are not just physical. They're spiritual. They are spiritual. Because without your spirit man and your soul, the body has no life. It will not do anything. That's why God puts value on lifting your hands to him and praising him. Are you following me? That's why God puts values on things like clapping your hands to him. That's why he puts value on the spiritual act and the physical act of laying hands on someone and praying for them. It's not just physical, it's spiritual. There's spiritual manifestations operating through your physical body. Man, you get a hold of that, you'll start to get more answered prayer than ever before when you pray for someone. Because now you're not just leaning on your dust of your flesh. Oh, no, you're leaning on your spirit man and soul, where the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. Amen? So singing spiritual songs will cut through. Listen to me, here's another thing. When you sing spiritual songs, it will cut through every bit of pride that you're holding on to in your heart. Why? Because singing to God is a humbling experience. Say humbling. Because it isn't about you. When you start singing to God, you shift your focus off of you, back on your Heavenly Father. The focus is back on Him. And listen to this. A prideful person will never sing spiritual songs to God. Are you following me? A prideful person you will never find. If there's pride in someone's heart, you'll see it because they'll never sing spiritual songs to God. Oh, it's getting mighty quiet up in here. Now, some of y'all, you just never have done it. It's just new. You didn't know the importance of it. I get it. But now you're accountable. Oh, I just shined the big old flashlight on that thing. No! Turn the light off, Pastor James. I don't want to do this. Take it back. I can't. It's out there already. You know already. Now you're accountable for it. So here's the deal. It will soften your heart. It will cut through negative emotions. And it will even make you cry at times. You know what? Some of y'all don't need counseling. You know what you need? You need a good cry. You just need a good cry before the Lord. That can do it. There's something real powerful in a good cry to the Lord. It's an opening of your heart. It's an opening, and that's what singing spiritual songs to God will do for you. Say, I need to cry. A happy cry. Because here's what's going on. You'll cry because you're making yourself vulnerable by opening up your spirit and soul to truly connect with your Heavenly Father, who's your creator. And that's a very powerful and moving experience. It is. Again, you can all bring it back to this point. It was what we were created to do. It's what we were created to do. Amen. So I want to encourage all of you to really make an effort to meditate on God and His Word. Think about what He has done in your life, all of the blessings you have, all of the times that He came through when you didn't think He was going to come through. Start articulating, start verbalizing back to Him with heartfelt praise, amen, and worship and thanksgiving with that added, come on, added melody in your heart. You want me to demonstrate? No, listen. I already wrapped Ice Baby a little bit. What else you want from me? Now, listen to this. I'm on the last page, and now here's where I really need you to lock in. Or bump your neighbor or something if you hear him snoring. Because, listen, this is a powerful point to end on that the Holy Spirit showed me. Are you ready? Not only are we to sing to God, but in Zephaniah 3:17, it reveals that God rejoices over us with singing. Zephaniah 3:17, it literally says that God sings over us. Now, listen to this. That can also be translated as this. Are you ready? God rejoices over us with a shout of joy. That's what it literally means. He rejoices over you with a shout of joy over your life. Now, I found this very interesting. I want you to think about this. When we are in covenant with God, our Creator, through Jesus Christ. Is anybody in covenant today with our Heavenly Father? Absolutely, through Jesus. A covenant, this is what I'm ending on. A covenant is an agreement or a legal contract. It is a two-way street. Say two-way street. Both people, some of you know where I'm going with this, both people have responsibilities in a covenant, right? Or else, if both aren't doing their part, guess what happens to the covenant? It's broken. It's not working, right? It's an agreement. Marriage is a covenant. A husband is expected to remain faithful to his wife, and the wife is expected to remain faithful to her husband. You all agree with that? Oh, good. Appreciate that. All right. Now, listen to this. The Holy Spirit revealed something so powerful to me about covenant with God. He loves us. Listen to this. Remember, it's a two-way street. Say, it's a two-way street. Ready for this? Listen. He loves us. We must love him. We are expected to be holy because he is holy. We must have faith in him. He has faith in us. God is our defender in heaven. We must be God's defender on earth. Are you following what I'm saying here? He listen to this. He provides us with needs and finances, and we're to honor him with our first fruits, tithes and offerings. Are you following me? There's always something. There's always an exchange of something. It's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. Are you following me so far? All right, now, listen to this. God sings over us. Here we go. We must sing back to him by covenant. When we sing back to, he's singing over us. He's shouting over us with joy. And when we don't do it back to him, we're not fulfilling our end of the covenant. Oh, come on. It's a breaking. That's why I said, if you will start to do this, you're going to see blessings like never before flood your life. Because you're fulfilling your end of the covenant. We, as his covenant people, were expected by God himself to you. He gave us the breath in our lungs. We need to give it back in praise. That's covenant. Amen. It's an honoring him with our life, with our very breath. My point is this. Are you ready for this? This is what I'm trying to break it down to. Singing spiritual songs to God and praising him is not an option. It's a requirement. Because of the covenant we have with him. A lack of singing back to God in praise is a lack of honor. It's a lack of respect for our covenant with God. Singing to God is, in fact, an act of faith. And how many of you know our covenant was what? Activated by what? Faith in Jesus Christ. Everything about our relationship with God is by faith. Amen? So here you go. If you will take hold of that revelation and honor your heavenly Father with everything you have, including your breath in your lungs, you will begin to be a partaker of the divine nature, according to 2 Peter 1, 1 through 4. All right? And you will experience breakthrough in your life like never before. You will activate. This is what the Holy Spirit told me to tell you. Ready? You will activate the deeper parts of the covenant. That's what I heard. You will activate the deeper parts of the covenant that you have not fully tapped into without doing this to God. So, church, there is miracle working power in releasing spiritual songs to God. Let's start doing it. Amen. Let's stand up in this place. Prayer team, come on down. Hallelujah. I think this may be one of the most important messages.
That's one of the best words.
Oh, my wife says one of the best words. That means something then. Wow. It's not a matter of if I want to do it. Remember, it's a matter of covenant. You owe it to God. You owe it to God to give that breath back to him in praise. Amen? Now, maybe there's someone in here, you've never made Jesus Christ Lord of your life. You're a child of the devil. You're on the outside looking in, and today you said, today I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of my life. I don't want to go to hell in the lake of fire. I want to go to heaven one day for eternity. If that's you, come down and pray with one of these prayer team members. Now, maybe there's someone in here today. Maybe you feel backslidden, or not even just backslidden. This message touched you. This call is a response to this message. If this is something that really touched your heart today, that you really felt the Holy Ghost all over it for you personally, and you want prayer for that, come down and pray with one of the prayer team members. If you need prayer, if you want to receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and speak in other tongues, come on down. We are a church that believes in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You need prayer for anything else, I want you to come down here. Now, I do want to say this. Chris Ark got called to the hospital before 6 a.m. this morning, and he's there now. They're thinking it don't look very good for Kathy. Okay. Let's lift them up in prayer right now. And Man, I can't even imagine. So let's just invite God into this situation. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift Kathy up to you. Lord, we know if anybody can turn this thing around, you can. So, Father, I'm just giving a last-ditch effort. Lord, do a miracle. Lord, do a miracle. Only you can turn this thing around. Lord, fill that room with your presence, with your power, and do a miracle, Lord God, that Kathy would have many more years of life in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just can't let her go that easy. So, Lord, do something. Lord, do it like only you can do. And, Lord, I pray you would comfort and strengthen Chris right now, Lord. Fill that room with your manifest presence and glory, and just let your peace be upon him. Lord, even in the midst of this storm, even let the joy of the Lord rise up. I know that sounds weird, but only the Holy Ghost can do that. So, Father, intervene. Touch both of them right now. But either way, whatever way it goes, Lord, we love you. We praise you regardless. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All right. I love you all. Same schedule throughout the week. Have a great week. And remember, sing spiritual songs. I'm telling you, it'll rock your world. Love you all. Have a great week.